This recording, Papua New Guinea 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She had a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." An interesting story about myself. I am from Papua New Guinea, and when I was 12 years old, my parents decided to send me to Australia to attend a Catholic all-girls boarding high school. So when I was in grade 9, I had dreadlocks, and I wanted to be in the girls' choir. So I went, and I was informed by the nuns that if I wanted to be and remain in the choir, I had to basically remove all my dreadlocks to remain in the choir. So I kindly declined being part of the choir because I didn't want to remove my dreadlocks, but instead shaved my head bald, which then resulted in me being suspended from school. Yeah, that's an interesting story about myself.
Me been born lo Port Moresby, lo Papua New Guinea. Na tami been nana yet. I think mama ni jadi tukar sama. I think me tami 3 years old. Me pa been move kula medeng. Pablo me been running on the store lo medeng. Na Pablo me em man medeng and blo usino bundi. Na Pablo me emeri simbu em stab on the mountain. Na tupla bin marat lo Moresby na mi na tripla sister blomi mi tupla bin born lab first second na third and then time fourth born sister blomi bin born layman mi tupla move kula medeng mi tupla la medeng go mi 12 years old na mi move come Australia lo kula boarding school Australia na mi start time mi 12 years old go come now mi 13 na mi start yet. Yeah.